This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area of the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mudd into 28. Woo, that was a bomb, that was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
Hit 10 in the second half.
Caden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Aiden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet. Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is the second game of two, boys, Division 6 regional semifinals tonight from here at Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Anna against Tri Village. Should be one heck of a game. So many thanks to Brandon Coverman for pinch hitting for me in game one. Chuck was alongside. He is here for game two. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Anna riding a 9-game win streak. Rockets were 6-10 at one point, now 15-10. Head coach Nate Barhorst in his 14th year said before the season started, this group of Anna players will have a good mix of guards and big men that should help to give us more balance, especially on the offensive side of the ball. We'll have to replace close to 50% of our scoring from last year's seniors. Well, for the first part of the season here in 2024-25, on most nights, Anna got production on the inside, didn't get it from the perimeter. On nights, Anna got scoring from guards. The inside game was not there. In the last 9 contests, Anna is averaging 11 of 24 in the third and fourth quarters of those 9 games. They're making better decisions. The scoring balance is amazing. And the Rockets are in a regional semifinal, a tall order. The opponent, Tri-Village, 23-2 on the year. It's a 37% three-point shooting team led by Trey Sagister, who's a 39% three-point shooter, averaging 23 points a game. Rockets can't stop him. They've got to hold him in check somewhat.
I think they need to keep him under 20, and I'll tell you what he is. When he gets on a roll shooting threes, he makes them from everywhere. So, man, you can't let him see that first one go in. I used to teach my kids, the first shot by the shooter on the team we were guarding, make sure you put your hand in his face. I don't want him to see the ball go through the rim, even if it does, because once the shooter sees that, the rhythm just comes.
Right. Trey is the son of head coach and superintendent Josh Sagister, who's had 2 stints here at Tri-Village, one for 13 years, one for the last 5. He's had clubs go to the state finals 3 times. He had a Tri-Village team win the state in Division 4 in 2015.
That was a really good basketball team.
It was, indeed. And he's had other good clubs, including a couple that did get to the state. He's had some regional semifinal and final teams, too. Anna Rockets have had splendid balance in recent weeks. As I noted, the three-point shooting has gotten better. How about Jacob Perot's 8 of 11 on threes right at the tail end of the regular season in the overtime win over Jackson Center? In that 9-game win streak, 3 overtime triumphs for Anna, plus a hard-fought 8-point win over Fort Recovery in the district championship game. When I say balance, I mean balance, Chuck. Evan Myers, 10 points a game now. Jacob Perot, 10 points a game now. Winning in the post, 10 points a game now. Ryland Flatfoot off the bench has been big. He's at 5 points a game. Points everywhere on the floor for the big green right now.
Right, and that's what happens. Last year, these kids like Winning, who had some really good games, and Perot and Myers, but they were the guys. They were not the go-to guys.
and now they are, and that makes a difference. And it's taken them part of the season to get used to being the guy that needs to be do the scoring, but they've found it, and they're on a roll right now at a perfect time.
Both teams on the floor, Anna to her left in the green and white with a little bit of black piping here and there. Tri-Village in the red, white, and blue down to our right. I'm Jack along with Chuck. We've got more pregame for you in several minutes back here at the Vandalia Butler Activity Center and at Tri-Village in a D6 Boys Regional Semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkin. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, the Rockets are here in this regional semifinal in D6 after wins over National Trail 61-33, Miami Valley School 60-15, and Fort Recovery 67-59 in that 8-point triumph over Fort. Evan Myers and Rylan Flatfoot connected on 15 points each. Jacob Ferroz added 13. And seniors Kyle Edelman, Alex Shappy, and junior Brady Winning all scored 8. Oh, that's balance with a capital big-time uppercase B for sure. And a 47% on the year, shooting from the field, 33% on threes, 67% from the free throw line. Tri-Village, by comparison, 54% from the floor. That's twos and threes combined, 37% behind the arc. Very good free throw shooting team is Tri-Village, 72.5% on the year. You must keep Trey Sagister off the free throw line. He is coming off a 24-point game, a 5-point win by Tri-Village over Cincinnati Country Day in a district championship. Dom Black, a sophomore on the inside, had 11. And of the more experienced club, Chuck, this is a young Tri-Village team. I look down the entire roster, there's not one senior.
No, and but they've got a lot of experience.
Yep.
Not old, but Sagister been playing since he was a freshman. You look down the list, you always have a DeLong, you always have a Richards, you always have a Hunt, and that's what you get. And they're incredibly well coached. They're going to do everything that they need to do tonight, and Anna's just going to have to play better.
Yeah, two or three of those last names you mentioned seem like they always exist on the boys' team or girls' team.
One of two.
Yep. Year in, year out.
Yep.
At Tri-Village. Schedule difference, yes. Anna's played a little tougher schedule, no doubt about that. Tri-Village takes part in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. And a pretty stringent slate of 22 games this season. And Anna was only 6-10 at one point. Great rebound. Fine answer by the Rockets. We'll return with more from here at Vidalia Butler. Anna, Tri-Village, boys D6 regional semifinal. First game tonight, covered by Brandon Coverman, won by Marion Local easily over Miami Valley Christian Academy down in Cincinnati.
On a running clock with 4 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, it went to a running clock.
And it was running fast.
Yeah, it went right out.
Running fast at the end. Back with more here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Jeff Gephardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Tri-Village wants to unveil the outstanding shooting guard, Trey Sagister. They want him to get off the side right away and pour in shots one after another to make Anna honor him. That'll open up the paint on the inside. Meanwhile, Anna has got to slow him down somehow, some way. Rockets need to be very patient on offense and make every shot count. Rockets have been shooting the ball extremely well the last several weeks. So slow down, Sagister, and slow down your own offense if you're Anna, and to try, if possible, to maybe keep this game in the low 50s. Anna doesn't want to get in a racehorse contest with Tri-Village and these pull-up jump shooters. Key building components here tonight for this game between Tri-Village and Anna. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, but also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to vets and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website, at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural. ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Brady Wenning, Alex Chappie lead the Anna Rockets in rebounding. Evan Myers, Jacob Perros, the top assist makers. And as we noted several minutes ago, Evan Myers, Jacob Perros, Brady Wenning lead the club in scoring at 10 points a game. But it's very balanced with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players at 5.5 points a game or better. We've got the starting lineups opening tip upcoming here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Hello and welcome back here to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Anna Rockets starting five being introduced. Brady Wenning coming out, 6'4 junior. Kyle Edelman in the starting five, a 6'1 senior. Jacob Perros, a 5'10 senior, out on top along with Evan Myers, a 6'2 inch senior. The fifth starter, Alex Chappie for Anna, 6'4 and a senior. Opening five for the Tri-Village Patriots includes, of course, Trey Sagister, who is a 6'3" junior, 23 points a game. Anna does not want to allow him to get rolling early on. Dom Black, 6'6" sophomore, 12 points a game. He mans the middle. Another member of the opening five, Griffin Richards, just a sophomore, 9 points a game, nearly 40% on threes. Noah Finkbein, 6'3" junior, 9.5 a game on the front line. And Kaysen Hollinger, 6'2" junior, 5 a game, nearly 4 rebounds, is your fifth starter for Tri-Village, coached by Josh Sagister. Two stints. The current one is year number 5. Previously, he coached 13 years, did Josh Sagister at Tri-Village. That stretch ended back in 2017. Then he was off for 3 years, returned for 5 more. State championship in 2015. 14 years for Nate Barhorst, the highly successful head coach at Anna. Opening tip to start, won by the Rockets, who are tired in the road green. It's Perros quickly up the floor to Myers. Myers bulldozes to the rim and banked it down. Talk about assertive at the start.
Yeah, nice tip play. Get them on running.
Here comes Tri-Village up the floor, right side of the court. Ball dealt to Hollinger. Kaysen gives it up on top to Trey Sagister. Good job by Anna, forced him to give up the ball, but Anna failed to guard Griffin Richards, who darted to the rim from the left corner and made a layup. Couple layups each team, 2-2 tie, 7:21 to go here in the first. Edelman top of the circle for Anna. To Perros for three. It hangs in the front rim and comes off. Rebound Black of Tri-Village. Backcourt to Sagister. Sagastra being guarded by Shappy. Interesting assignment there.
Good matchup for Anna.
Shappy loses Sagastra, who overshoots a three by 3 or 4 feet. It's an air ball, but Tri-Village saves it. Ball thrown to Black in the post. Black gives it up to Hollinger, and Tri-Village resets. 6:49 left opening quarter. Anna 2, Tri-Village 2. In midcourt is Griffin Richards. Evan Myers on him. And now Sagastra being guarded right part of the floor by Edelman. Little give and go down the middle, Tri-Village. Ball fumbled by Finkbine. Lost. Picked up by Sagastra. Head of the key. Chappie slides over and guards him. Here's Finkbine for a triple straight away. It is in and out. No good. There was an over-the-back foul against Tri-Village's Dom Black. And it was missed big time. Wow. And then on the shot attempt by Tri-Village, which missed, Anna did foul. A couple free throws here for Black in the act of shooting. Free throw by Dom is in the air. It's too hard. No good. We're tied at 2. 6:20 left in the first. We are amidst the Anna fans here at Vandalia Butler.
That was an ugly free throw.
Second shot by Black, way short. Rebound pinballed around. Snatched up on the play by Hollinger. Tri-Village gets another possession. Ball lobbed into the post. Down low, it's Black. Spiked away. Good play by Edelman. Up the floor to Winning. Winning in the left corner, out back to Feroz. Straight away, Shappy. Tied at 2. We played 2 minutes. 25 feet away on the right, it's Myers. Now Feroz. Sagastra on Feroz. Here's Shappy open high left for 3. Bingo! He's got it. Alex Shappy from downtown. Anna 5, Tri-Village 2. 5:44 left here in the first. Sagastra timeline. Evan Myers checks it now. High post to Black. Hand off to Finkbine. Now to Sagastra, who motions. Dumps it to Black, who took steps. No call. Outside the arc on the right to Griffin Richards. Straight away, Sagastra wants to use the screen from Finkbine to shoot. Can't do it. Anna covering up Sagastra very nicely, not allowing him to get a hot streak early on in this game. Black plays pitch and catch in the left corner with Hollinger. Now it goes low post left to an offensive player for Tri-Village. It is Richards, 6-footer, no good. Box out by Anna. Oh, no. The ball's gotten by Tri-Village and laid in. Anna had it momentarily, we thought. Good relentlessness on the offensive board by Griffin Richards of Tri-Village, who put it up off the window with his left hand. It's an and one foul against Anna to boot.
That is 5 offensive rebounds in the first 3 minutes of the first quarter. If that's the way it's going to go, Anna's going to have a long night.
Exactly. 4:57 to go, opening period. 5-4, Anna. Free throw for the tie, but Tri-Village, it's good, but Griffin Richards. Big Dom Black takes up space on the interior for Tri-Village, that's for certain. Anna simply did not box out well enough last couple possessions. Anna down the floor, Myers sprints into the right corner, enters the lane, running one-hander, a floater, headset.
Tough shot.
Woo, Evan Myers at dandy. 7-5 Anna, 4:38 to go first period. Midcourt, Griffin Richards. Picked up now by the Rockets with a player in off the bench. That's Ryland Platfoot, 5'11 sophomore. He's been splendid the last half of the season. Uh-oh, a push off on Anna away from the basketball. Team foul 3 on Anna. Tri-Village has none.
We called that on Shappy. He was trying to check Sagastra, and he held him under the basket. The referee saw it.
Sagastra inbounding right of the rim. Bounces into Black in the right corner. Now to Richards, now to Sagastra, who comes roaming around from the baseline behind a screen, which is moving.
That was Dom Block. I don't think he has to move. It takes a half an hour to run around him.
Offensive foul, Dom Black for Tri-Village. Teams first. Anna in backcourt up at 2-7-5. Here's Platfoot against Sagastra. Platfoot storms to the top of the circle. Sagastra gave him his shoulder. Foul, Tri-Village. Team foul starting to even up. 3 on the Rockets, 2 on Tri-Village. Tri-Village cheering section across the way. Anna outnumbering the folks from Southern Dark County. Not by many. Good crowd here in the lower bowl at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. There's Brady Winning in the right corner for Anna, and he has the ball ripped away, a steal. Nice defensive effort by Finkbein of Tri-Village. Down the floor to Sagister. Right corner to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one missed by Kason Hollinger. Black's got the rebound once, twice in the lane. He hits it. A little baby shot from 3 feet. He couldn't get the first one to go. A couple more offensive rebounds for Tri-Village.
Boy, if you're going to let him get the ball and shoot point-blank range, they're going to get beat.
Seven-all tie. Left side of the floor, Myers picked up by Hollinger. Ball looped to the right to Flatfoot. Now Faroe straight away. Ball being thrown on the arc, 25, 28 feet out on the floor. Here's a long three-point bomb by Shaffy straight away. He's feeling it. Oh, it's around and around and out. Rebounded by Tri-Village. Sagister hurries down the floor. Pulls up on the arc, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Hollinger. 7-7 tie. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. Now it's Winning on Sagister. You start to drive, pulls up. Great defense. Shot is short. Fadeaway 18-footer. Rebound kicked out by Anna again. Another second chance opportunity for Tri-Village at the offensive end of the floor.
Rose just, he had it and just couldn't grab it. It bounced off his foot.
Richards into Dom Black in the paint. Pivots, doesn't shoot. Gives it to Richards, right back into Black. Pivots again. Now to the three-point shooter, Richards. It bangs off the rim. And the offensive rebound is yanked down to Black. And we've got a phantom foul here on Black, maybe making up for one earlier that was missed.
I was going to say, he's got two fouls called, and I think that's correct. That was not one of them.
That's a couple fouls on Dom Black of Tri-Village. 2:44 to go, first quarter, tied at seven. Here's Flatfoot down the floor for Anna. Pulls up on the arc 30 feet away. Jumps and shoots a three-pointer. Oh, he's got it. It wasn't a long two.
He stepped inside with a jumper.
It was a deuce, but Flatfoot, good-looking form. Great stroke. 9-7 Anna. The Rockets trail Sagister, who zips down the right side of the floor. Foul Anna from the backside. It's common. Four on Anna, three on Tri-Village. So for the final 2:26 of the opening period, Tri-Village will shoot free throws when Anna fouls. Ball inbounded on the play from Hollinger to Richards. Check the Flatfoot outside the arc on the right at Sagister. He steps inside the arc and drills it. 18-foot swish by Sagister. 9-9 tie. 2:11 left here in the first. Was that Sagister's first field goal, Chuck?
Yep.
Here's Anna throwing the ball down low on the right for Winning. It's a bad toss out of bounds. Turnover, Rockets. Tri-Village will bring it down with the game even up at 9 apiece. Midcourt.
I was going to say, there obviously is no coaching box here at Vandalia Butler because Sagister's down at midcourt doing most of his coaching.
Oh, yeah, he's almost at the timeline. Here's a deep right corner pass to Hollinger for Tri-Village. Straight away goes to Finkbein. Ball dealt to Richards. Here's Sagister, three steps from midcourt, 94-foot floor here at Vandalia Butler. Evan Myers on Sagister, who steps inside the arc, and Myers blocks the shot. Loose ball rebound picked up left corner by Richards. He chucks up a triple. It bangs off the iron. Rebound and a foul, Tri-Village. 9-9 deadlock, 1:30 left to go here in the first period. Team fouls have evened up at four each. First three of this game were on Anna. Chappy sits down for the Rockets. Players taking turns on Sagister. And the Rockets have done a pretty good job on him so far.
Well, they have. I mean, other people have picked it up a little bit. Richards, and they need to box out. They'll be better off.
Flatfoot enters the top of the circle, loops it right corner to Myers. Myers scampers into the lane, puts up a one-hander, hits the rim, backboard no good, rebound Winning in the left corner. He's being bear-hugged by a couple players. It's ruled a held ball, arrow, Tri-Village. Tough break there for Anna. Winning had the rebound, couldn't lift the ball up to his chest and dish it to a teammate. Tri-Village had him sandwiched. Held ball, Tri-Village possession. Minute to go, first period. 9-9 tie. High left, it's Finkbein. Finkbein just under 10 a game, 6'3 junior. Goes to Sagister. Oh, my goodness, a 30-footer right down through the cylinder.
He does not even, it's the same shot from 30 as it is 10. Perfect form.
Two field goals for Sagister. That was his first triple. 12-9 in favor of Tri-Village. Here's Ann in the right corner. It is Myers on top to Flatfoot for three. He buries it. Flatfoot matches Sagister. 12-12. 26 seconds to go in the first. Well played opening period. Even Steven matchup here in game two. Regional semifinal D6. The winner takes on Marion Local at 2 p.m. at Wright State on Saturday. Sagister headed the key against Myers. Gets Evan in the air, doesn't shoot. Sagister gave it up, got it back. Chucked up a 28-footer wide right with 2 seconds left. Ball rolls out of bounds, 1.4 remaining, and a ball. That was splendid D right there on Sagister.
Yeah, great job.
Anna throwing in backcourt. It's fed to Myers, running, shooting. Oh, it hit the back rim from 70 feet. Evan Myers almost made a 70-footer. That would have been a 5 or 6-pointer.
Had to have been.
One quarter is down, 12-12 tie. Excellent game. Anna Tri-Village on Scores, broadcast.com.
The Plaza Rubakins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. We are your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're your radio on your phone for high school sports. Opening second period. Wedding foul line for Anna. Dropped the ball. It's loose. Tri-Village picks it up. Here's a one-on-two. Griffin Richards goes into the lane. Leaves it for the trailer, Sagister. He guns it from the corner. No good off the iron. Long rebound again, Tri-Village. Here's a three ball. Straight away, Richards. No good. Rebound volleyballed around. Tri-Village gets another offensive ball. That Anna slaps it loose, and then the Rockets throw it away at midcourt. I tell you what, Tri-Village is doing a good job on the offensive last, Chuck, just keeping it alive, swatting the ball up in the air.
Yep, they're doing a little climbing on the back, but it's not being called, so there's no reason not to.
Here is the ball thrown. Foul line extended left to Richards. Richards hits a teammate strolling down the right side of the lane. It could have been a travel call, and Finkbein, it's ruled a tie-up.
Yeah, he held it.
Anna gets a nice break there, although the arrow favors Tri-Village, which will pitch it in. Baseline right, Richards the playmaker. 12-12 tie. Ball fed in bounds below the rim. It's caught 5 feet away by Finkbein, and he scores. Well-designed play. Finkbein got free. 14-12, Tri-Village. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Myers against Sagister. Ball thrown deep left corner to Winning, who thought about shooting, didn't. Threw it straight away to Shappy. Outside the arc on the right to Flatfoot. Flatfoot to Shappy. To Winning, to Shappy, baseline left. Herky-jerky move around the defender who blocked him. In the act of shooting, Shappy awarded two. Defensive foul as the Tri-Village player, Hayden Hunt, 6'4 sophomore, in off the bench, got in the path of Shappy. 2,000 on, two on black for Tri-Village. Couple free throws for Chappie. Rockets need to cash in at the stripe. Oh, he lipped the rim. No good. Tri-Village, the better free throw shooting team by 6 or 7% on the year. 72 to 66 or so. Second shot by Chappie. Five bounces up, and he's got it. 14-13, Tri-Village by a point. 6:44 to go, second quarter. Midcourt dribbling Griffin Richards for Tri-Village. Checked tightly by Jacob Feroz. Feroz follows him all the way around top of the circle. Ball thrown back to the weak side to Sagister. Sagister with a herky-jerky drive. Acrobatic attempt, no good. Rebound by Anna. Long throw down to Platfoot. Punched out of bounds by Tri-Village. Hit the last split second, denying Platfoot a driving shot.
Breck and Gray, I'll tell you what, that was good hustle.
6:24 to go here in the second quarter. Tri-Village is in the lead by one. Top of the circle, Chappie. Breck and Gray, 5'10 freshman on the floor, as Chuck noted. Here's Winning, head of the key outside the arc on the right to Feroz. Rotated left corner, Winning. Anna has no one posting up at the moment. The taller players are on the arc. Chappie looks for the cutter, Winning, can't find him. Now back to Feroz. He receives a shove, then delivers the ball to a teammate, Chappie, who feeds it back to Evan Myers straight away. 5:51 to go, second quarter. Tri-Village 14, Anna 13. Chappie hanging on, not being guarded, no 5-second count. Left side of the floor to Platfoot. Platfoot being checked very tightly by Gray. Ball thrown down the left side to Winning. Left corner, Myers. Sagister on him. Myers slips around Sagister. Gets to the mid-post. Doesn't shoot. Dumps it cross-court to Platfoot. Foul line to Winning. Fadeaway shot from 12. Bingo! He's got it. 15-14, and a nice-looking shot by Winning of the Rockets.
Boy, I tell you what, he's got his shoulders squared and elevated. That's a nice shot.
Anna worked long and hard for that one. Here is Noah Finkbein. Powers down the left side of the lane. Squeezes between two green jerseys and missed the six-footer. Rebound Rockets. Left corner for Rose. Around one man, another. Pitches on the arc to Myers for three. He hits it. He hits it. Evan Myers, a long one. Biggest lead of the game, 18-14, Anna. 4:44 to go in the second quarter. Sagister throws near side to Hayden Hunt. Hits a teammate in the lane. It is Finkenbein. Finkenbein caught it, pivoted, shot it, made it. Disallow the basket. Foul on the floor against Anna. And Tri-Village will throw it in, although the Patriots went to the foul line to shoot. That's not going to happen.
No, especially since it was a charge.
Right. Defensive foul on Anna. So, shot was made, but the foul occurred before. Tri-Village inbounds between rings to Sagister. Sagister 30 feet away to Finkbein. Finkbein on top to Griffin Richards. Checked by Feroz. And up four. We played nearly half the second quarter. The weave is on. Sagister to Richards. High post right to Hayden Hunt. Left side of the floor, Richards. Here's Breck and Gray. Dumps it top of the circle to Finkbein. Coach Sagister barking out instructions. They wanted to go back door there to Sagister, but he was cut off. There's a drive by Sagister. He is a little wobbly going to the basket. Good defense by Myers. Loose ball on the floor. Anna recovers it. Tri-Village fouls. Great defense on Sagister right there.
Yeah, they did a great job. As I guess they said, he was out of bounds. They didn't call the foul.
Turnover against Tri-Village. Anna inbounds it. Good hustle on the defensive glass right there by the Rockets. There's Feroz in backcourt having a little trouble. He sprints up the left side, double-teamed, throws to Myers. Anna up four, 18-14. They're all over Myers. Somebody's got to be open. He heaves it cross court. Good catch in the corner. And then the ball is struck out of bounds by Tri-Village. Platfoot was hemmed in. Tri-Village pried it loose, went out of bounds off the Patriots. Below the rim to the right, Platfoot to enter. Pitches on the arc to Myers. Myers shoots a 28-footer air ball into the lap of Richards for Tri-Village, which is down four. Dribble drive. Richards took it 60 feet to the rack, and Winning stripped it in backcourt for Rose. Knocked away by Tri-Village. Driving reverse layup is good. Fine play by Noah Finkbein. Turnover in backcourt. Tri-Village got an easy one. 18-16 Rockets. 3 minutes to go in the second. Blackfoot outside the arc to Shappy. Hand off to Myers. Picked up by Sagister. Anna's done a pretty good job on Sagister so far. Right corner for Rose. He'd like to get free for three. Can't do it. Into the lane to Winning. Winning was fouled big time. Oh, he was carved up on the shoulder, the forearm. Ball popped up in the air, and Tri-Village snatched it. Here's Sagister down the lane, all the way to the rim. The teardrop in front is good. And we're tied at 18. Referees have missed a few extremely obvious calls, and they've hurt Anna. Here is Meyer. Straightaway Shappy thought about the three, didn't take it. Here's Ferroz. Ferroz steps back, almost launched. Deep left corner, Blackfoot around his man. Baseline, Blackfoot to the rim. Oh, a stellar drive. Ryan Blackfoot for a deuce.
We have not seen them since he moved up from the JV team. He was a great JV player, and now he's becoming a great varsity player.
Well, he's an outstanding addition to Nate's varsity club. 20-18, Anna. 1:52 left, second quarter. Foul line extended left. Here's Richards to Sagister. Sagister jumps and shoots from the charity line. It curled out. No good. Rebound by Myers. Myers strolls head of the circle. Spin move in the lane. Evan looks for help. Goes right wing to Winning. Winning to Blackfoot. Step back. Almost poured it up there. Gave it to Winning behind the foul line. His jumper's in the air. It hits the flange. Rebound Tri-Village. Anna up two. 20-18. 1:21 left here in the second. And at a 4-point spread, 18-14. Tri-Village has 70 seconds on the clock. Here's Griffin Richards. High post Hayden Hunt back to the basket outside the arc on the right at Sagister. Sagister wheeling and dealing. Tries to get a double screen. Can't get free. Throws it right corner to Hayden Hunt, who overshoots a baby jumper from six. He was left open as the triple team came at Sagister.
He shot at 12. That's the problem.
Anna got the rebound. Here's a pull-up. Jamin Blackfoot in the lane. He's got it. What a play by Ryland Blackfoot. He was motoring down the floor. Look at his split. Stopped on a dime just below the foul stripe, and he sank it. 30 seconds to go, first half. Anna up four, 22-18. The Rockets, except for a stretch when they were out-rebounded down at their own offensive end, have outplayed Tri-Village in this game. 16 ticks on the clock. Sagister is in the far left corner with 12 to play. Dribble drive, Finkbein. He bulldozes down the paint, steams to the rim and scores. 6 seconds left in the half. Shappy on the dribble to midcourt, poked away. Here's Sagister, a long 50-footer way short as the first half finishes. Anna doing quite well. Very good first half for the Rockets. 22-20. Anna's held Sagister in check to what, three field goals, Chuck?
Yep, 7 points, three field goals.
Pretty good job by Anna. Sagister averaging 23 a game. Rockets defense has been dynamite on him. Halftime at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. 22-20 Anna over Tri-Village. Boys D6 regional semifinal. Marion Local won the first one here today. The Flyers take on the winner of this game Saturday at 2 at Wright State. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste.
so do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
It is halftime at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Thanks to Brandon Coverman. He pinch hit for me in game one. Marion Local took it over the Miami Valley Christian Academy down in Cincinnati. Flyers won that game quite easily. Marion Local awaiting this winner for a D6 regional championship game, 2 o'clock tip on Saturday at Wright State. 22-20, Anna by a basket over Tri-Village. Our report here at the halftime break being presented to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie. Chuck?
Well, if you look at the team stats, you would think the Tri-Village has a big lead. They out-rebounded them 15-6, 9-0 on the offensive boards. The Rockets turned it over 7 times, and Tri-Village turned it over 3 times. 1-for-3 from the free throw line for the Patriots. Anna only went twice and made 1. Individual scoring, Trey Sagister led Tri-Village with 7. Noah Finkbein, 6, all in the second half of the second quarter. 5 points for Griffin Richards. His were all in the first quarter. And then Dom Black had a 2-pointer. They scored 12 and 8, 20 at the half. Anna led by Ryland Platfoot off the bench with 9. They got 7 from Evan Myers, 4 from Alex Shappy, 2 from Brady Winning. Thoreau's did not score in the first half. I think he only took 1 shot. 12 and 10, and Anna leads at the half 22-20.
Chuck, who has 2 fouls so far?
Well, Dom Black and Hayden Hunt both have 2 fouls for Tri-Village, nobody for Anna.
22-20, Anna over Tri-Village at the halftime, which is being brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Borchers Family Floor Center on scores, broadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack with Chuck here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, 2220 Anna over Tri-Village. Rockets have done a good job not permitting Sagister for Tri-Village to get out of the gate very quickly. He's only got 7 points, 3 field goals. Rockets need to keep him in check. If he doesn't get his average 23 or the Rockets hold him under 20, Anna would have a very good chance to win this game, you would think. Rockets have the ball to start the third quarter. Flatfoot right corner to Feroz. By the same token, Griffin Richards has done a fine job on Ferose. Baseline right, it is winning. Turnaround fadeaway shot, he's got it. Over Finkbein. Well done by Winning of Anna. He pivoted, faded away, rose up, had some clearance, and shot it right down through the cylinder against Finkbein. Finkbein comes right back. Low post left for Tri-Village. And he scores over Winning. Finkbein makes it 24-22 as Winning and Finkbein trade goals to start the third quarter. 50 seconds gone.
Finkbein has 8 of the last 10 points.
Here's Evan Myers, elbow right side for Anna. Gave it up to Chappie. Back to Evan, 25 feet away. Screen is set. Rolling to the rim is Winning. Myers keeps it. High left to Ferose, who fakes right, goes left. Now Chappie, he's left open for the three. It hits the rim. Backboard, no good. Sagister jerks down the rebound. Here he goes, racing up the floor. Long throw, Finkbein, left corner of the court. Finkbein sets and shoots the triple. Bullseye, he's got it. Swisharoo. And it's 25-24. Tri-Village sneaks in front by a point. Finkbein with a splendid game for the Patriots. Flat foot high left to Myers for Anna, which once led 18-14. Here's the ball thrown baseline left, back to the basket. It is Chappie. Chappie spinning. Oh, shot blocked. Great defensive play, but block of Tri-Village. It's loose on the floor, and Sagister's got it. Sagister brings it up for the Patriots. Swings it to Richards, far side. 1 point lead, Tri-Village. 2 minutes gone here in the third. Oh, Sagister pick and roll with Black. Black wide open, low on the right. Guarding at the end of that play was Blackfoot, who had no chance. Black lays it in. Anna's got to stop this run. Timeout. Head coach Nate Barhorst. 27-24 Tri-Village. 5:50 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, a 7-2 spurt, but Tri-Village, opening 2 minutes, 10 seconds, third quarter, has boosted the Patriots to a 3-point edge over Anna at 27-24. Anna led at the halftime break 22-20. Patriots have outplayed the Rockets opening stage, third quarter of this game. Let's see what the Rockets do after the timeout. Top of the circle, Flatfoot, now to Chappie. He gives it to Winning, 25 feet out. Right wing is Ferose. Ferose fires cross court to Chappie. Rockets trying to get Jacob free. They lob it to him low on the left. Shot fake. Oh, great defensive play by Tri-Village, which didn't buy the fake. And it was stripped and yanked free by Griffin Richards. Standout defensive performance right there by Tri-Village. Here's Black, head of the key. Looks for Sagister. Can't let him get rolling. To Finkbein. Finkbein slides into the lane. Throws left corner to Richards. Three-point shooter's got it. Tri-Village with fine balance in addition to Sagister. And it's a fine run by Tri-Village. Outset of the second half. The lead is 6 for the Patriots. 4:50 left to go in the third. Winning head of the key. Hook pass near side to Meyer. Still in the arc. Straight away Chappie. Chappie hangs on, now Myers. Flatfoot takes his man down inside. Myers controls on the arc, gives to Chappie. Out high is Black on Chappie. Here's a right corner fadeaway three ball. In and out the Flatfoot. Screening in that sequence was Myers, who was decked on the floor. Foul Tri-Village. Anna will throw in. 4 minutes, 28 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Coach Sagister wondering how the referee could have seen that call. And the official said, My eyes were right on it. He stole it. We play on. Anna inbounds on the arc. It's Meyer straight away for Rose. Left wing pass to Shappy. Here is Edelman, 25 feet out. Now for Rose. Shappy into the key. Deep left corner, it's Ryland Blackfoot. Oh, look at him go to work, knifing into the lane. Scoops it up and scores. Ryland Blackfoot, that was pretty.
Right before our eyes, we were watching a star develop.
30-26, Tri-Village before. 3:55 left to go here in the third. Dom Black on the arc to Sagister. Tries to spin off his man. Fades and shoots the 28-footer. It hit the back frame, and big Dom Black collects about a sixth or seventh offensive rebound of this game.
Boy, he gets away with some shoving and pushing.
Throws it to Hollinger on the arc. Tri-Village controls. Here's Sagister sprinting down the lane. Drives with the left hand. Threw it high off the window. And there it is. Volleyballed off the glass right to Black, who sticks it in almost like a design play. Because three players come at Sagister, nobody blocks out Black. And he got the stick back to make it 32-26. 3:13 to go in the third quarter. Here's Edelman, 25 feet out. He is being hemmed in, corralled. 5 second counts on. Coach Barhorst gets a timeout. Tri-Village up six, just over three to play in the third. Like to tell you all about the Schaefer Market community go-to store in Fort Loramie. It's gone local for you. We have found out for you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we offer Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. Sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. And we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today, see all the new items and your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Anna inbounds far side of the court, down six. Final 3:02 of the third. Myers headed the key, picked up a Sagister. On a weave to Flatfoot, high dribble. Uh-oh, he fumbled the ball right to Richards. Richards down the floor against Rose, glides to the rim and scores. Tri-Village pulling away by eight. 2:49 left. That was a live ball turnover that led to a quick deuce. Myers fakes right, goes left, foul line, feeds Farrows for three. Yes! Jacob Farrows canned a bomb. 34-29. That was big.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was 34-26, Tri-Village, with 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. And Farrows connected. Little pick and roll. Dom Black catches outside the lane on the right and simply steamrolls right over Evan Myers on a clear charge. And it's ruled a block. And I don't see any way in heaven how that is not a charging foul on Black, who is totally out of control. Pick and roll between him and Sagister. There was no shooting on the play, so Tri-Village throws in baseline right. Should be in a possession. There have been three very bad calls in this game that have gone against Anna. And I don't comment on those 50-50 or even 60-40. Now, these have been very poor decisions, three of them.
That would have been a third foul on Black.
Yep, sure would have. Here is Richards, 35 feet away for Tri-Village. Gives it up to Black. High right to Sagister. Sagister uses his elbow and his arm to weave into the lane and fades with one hand and makes the shot.
He hit Evan Myers right in the face with his forearm to get him off of him. I don't know what they're watching.
I saw it too, Chuck. That was an offensive foul on Sagister, not called. 36-29, Tri-Village with seven. Baseline left, wide open for Anna is winning. It caroms off the rim, backboard no good. Rebound Tri-Village, and the Patriots are in control. Up seven, 1:22 to go in the third quarter. A weave out high to Richards. Richard gives it up to Black, 30 feet out. Hand off to Sagister. Sagister wants to go pick and roll to Black. That's a bad pass. Winning steals. 3-on-2, Anna. Up to Edelman on the arc to Farrows. Sets and shoots a three. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jacob Farrows, 27-footer. He's had two in the quarter. Anna back within four. 57 ticks on the clock. Well, a couple players came lunging at Farrows, who barely got that ball off over an outstretched hand. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tri-Village by four. Patriots have outscored Anna by six in this stanza. Here's Finkbein near midcourt. Donovan Myers. Finkbein on the bounce. Gives it up to Black. Black's wide body has been big in this game. It's been a factor. There's a moving screen on Black. About three or four steps from midcourt, not called. Of course, it was way out on the floor. No advantage gained. Here's Richards fumbling the ball. Gives it to Finkbein. Baseline left. Goes below the rim. On top to Sagister. Leaping at him is Edelman. Sagister uses that arm to fend off. And Edelman crammed it out of bounds. Stellar defensive play by Edelman of Anna. Tri-Village wanted a foul, and Edelman could have been called on Sagister for fending off with the forearm. 4 seconds to go in the third. Ball thrown to Richards. To Sagister from 35. Deflected on the play. Stellar defensive effort by Winning, who got a piece of it. And Sagister pleads his case to the referee. So does the head coach. 8 minutes left in this game. Tri-Village up four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
At final 8 minutes of this game, D6 Boys Regional Semifinal winner advances to the regional championship Saturday at 2 against Marion Local. That game played at Wright State. 36-32 Tri-Village, which inbounds the ball to midcourt to Finkbein. He laterals to Sagister, 40 feet from the basket. Down the right side to Finkbein. They look for Black rotating in the post. Don't give it to him. Sagister straight ahead. Now to Black. Punched away from behind. Loose ball. Picked up by the Patriots. Finkbein. Tri-Village exercising patience and discipline. Outset of the fourth quarter. Sagister wants to drive. Oh, a very bad shot. Great defense by Anna. Loose ball picked up by Anna. Knocked away. Tri-Village gets it back. Unbelievable the number of second and third chance opportunities Tri-Village has had in this game.
That was a rebound by Anna, and he just threw it away. Threw it right to him.
7:14 left here in the fourth. Finkbein at midcourt for Tri-Village. Hand off to Richards. They look at their head coach, Josh Sagister, down to our left. The weave continues. Here's Sagister into the post to Black. He muscles, fades from 8 feet, and hits. Well done, as Black was isolated on the inside against Winning. He got good position. Sagister found him. Here's Evan Myers coming right back for Anna in the paint. Dipsy do, and he attracts a two-shot foul. Cleverly done by Evan Myers. Referees pleading their cases at both ends of the floor. Anna down six, 38-32. Evan Myers shoots two. Got to have him. Anna has not shot free throws real well most of the year. But Myers swishes here. Rockets a little short of two-thirds.
They're two for three right now.
That shot by Evan, good. 38-33. Second shot by Evan Myers. Flexes the knees, and that one is right down through the well. 38-34. Anna creeps back within four. Dribbling hard up the left side of the floor goes Richards for Tri-Village. Outside the arc on the right to Sagister. Sagister jumps in the air, pitches it left corner to teammate Kaysen Hollinger. Hemmed in by Platfoot to Finkbein. Outside the arc on the right to Richards. Straight away Sagister. Motors head of the key, foul line. Running one-hander. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. A running one-hander by Sagister missed. The rebound came out 7 feet on the floor. Two players for Tri-Village went on the back of Rockets. Got the board. Tri-Village missed anyway. Anna came down the floor. Myers missed below the foul line. And the Patriots have it back. Tri-Village continues to foul an offensive rebound.
No way.
Here's Sagister storming down the right side of the floor. He's got a little crack in the Anna defense, takes advantage, and draws a two-shot foul. A lot of acting by him, but he certainly was physically hampered and does deserve a couple free throws. 5:54 to go in the game. Anna down four. Sagister very adept at the foul line.
There is no way that official can explain away them not calling the foul at the other end of the over the back. He knocked him out of bounds.
Yeah, and like had there been at least five very bad missed calls when Tri-Village has committed fouls while rebounding offensively, on at least three of them, maybe four, they've just directly climbed the shoulders of Anna rebounders who've had better inside position. Sagister drills two free throws, and Tri-Village is up six, 40-34, with 5:54 to go in the game. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, the family salon. We will style and you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists Renee Mescher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Handicapped, accessible. Cutaway Styling Salon, 40 years in business. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And so many thanks to Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none, for many years now. Barker Insurance has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the region, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Anna needs a field goal here. 5:50 left in the game. Anna down 6, 40-34. Biggest lead for Tri-Village, 8. Here's Edelman to Myers. Elbow on the right. Feeds a teammate. Right baseline. Winning with a good look from 15. Hits the rim. Plummets down to the left of the iron. And it's stoked out of bounds on the play by Tri-Village, which got a fist on it. Anna will try to convert on the inbounds play. Perose below the basket. His pass is deflected, caught though by Wenning. To the three-point shooter, Shappy, who barely caught iron. Long rebound though to Wenning. Back to Shappy, driving, flips it up on the go. Missed it, but a foul against Tri-Village. And Shappy will get to all these free throws so critical down the stretch. 5:25 to go. Anna down 6. Couple foul shots for Shappy. He flexes the knees, gets a nice roll off the front of the ring, and it's good. Shappy makes it. 40-35. Second free throw, Alex. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bounces. Good again. 40-36. Anna right back within four. Here's Richards at midcourt, picked up by Feroz of Anna. Richards high left, feeds it to Sagister, 25 feet away on the right. Sagister on the bounce, He'll control the ball here. Sagister gave it up on the play to Finkbein. Back to Sagister, 25 feet away. Finkbein posts up down low in the right. Backs down Myers. Buffed the ball, got it back in the corner. Now Sagister on the arc. Richards near midcourt. 4:53 left in the game. 4-point lead, Tri-Village. Oh, backdoor cut. Ball fed nicely by Finkbein to Sagister. That was a beautiful play. Executed to perfection. Sagister on the finish. And the lead is 6 for Tri-Village. Top of the circle, Edelman for Anna. Back to the basket in the lane. Feeds winning at midpost. Now Edelman, here's Myers, 35 feet out. Here's a dribble drive of Myers into the lane. Oh, good hand check from the backside, but Tri-Village poked away. The Carson Bettinghouse is coming off the bench, and he drove the ball out of the hands of the Anna player to a Tri-Village teammate. 6-point game, 4:08 to go in the contest. Big possession here. Oh, they go Sagister to Don Black. Overplay by Anna's Wedding. He couldn't get a hand on the ball. Black caught it, pivoted, and scored. 8-point game, timeout, Anna. 44-36. Patriots, 3:54 left on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
And Chuck and I were just talking off air during the commercial break. This is about our 65th or 66th basketball game. And by and large, the officiating, game in, game out, outstanding. Today, it's very poor. And it's so disappointing. Two high-quality clubs here in D6 playing for a berth in the regional championship. And the refereeing today in this regional semifinal, simply not good. Anna's gotten the short end of the stick, I'll be honest with you. And if Anna was getting the better end of the stick, I would say that to you as well. The Tri-Village has outplayed Anna here in the second half. Tri-Village leads by 8. Dribble drive down the left side of the lane goes Edelman. Shot short, no good. Rebound. Anna foul. Tri-Village. Chaffee went up hard for that offensive board. And somebody for Tri-Village clamped down on him. Picking up the personal was Griffin Richards. Chaffee with 2 at the stripe. Anna trying to stay within striking range at the free throw line, and Chaffee does so. 44-37 Tri-Village, 3:26 to go here in the fourth.
Anna 5 for 5 here in the fourth quarter. That's all their points is from the free throw line.
Chaffee front rim, no. Anna tries to collect the offensive rebound. Edelman with a terrific effort on the glass. He fought 2 Tri-Village players for the ball, and the Patriots touched it last. Anna inbounds. Big possession here. Edelman down the lane. Goes to Myers, left corner, long three. Long three. Good! Evan Myers has sliced the Tri-Village advantage to 4. 3:07 left. Team foul situation. 3 on Tri-Village, 1 on Anna. Dribbling Richards between the circles. Down the right side to Sagister. Critical possession here. Big triple by Evan Myers for Anna. Finkbein's got it. Head of the key. Finkbein, guarded by Myers. Right side pass. Sagister drives on Edelman. Stops outside the lane to the right. Missed the 6-footer. In and out. In and out. No good. Rebound punched out by Tri-Village. Anna's got a big opportunity. That shot, the Sagister did everything but go in.
There was a heck of a take. I'll tell you what. They've held him to 13. And I say held him to 13.
Yep. A tremendous defensive job by Anna on Sagister, who shot with bad luck right there. That runner, as he was crowding his way to the basket and being well guarded, went in and out twice. Anna at midcourt has it jammed out of bounds, but Tri-Village, 2:32 to go in the game, 44-40, Tri-Village.
Terrible pass, and they got a little bit of a break with the tip out of bounds.
Yeah, Anna can't afford to be sloppy. Here's Flatfoot, straight away Shappy. Myers, 25 feet out, straight on for Rose for three. It's good! It's good! Jacob for Rose from long, long distance. 1-point game. Tri-Village to midcourt. Head coach Sagister says spread it. Let's spread it. Dribble drive, Richards, left corner, double team. Ball given to Sagister. Edelman on him. Sagister down the lane. Scoop shot up and out, no good. Rebound, Anna Shappy. Sagister's missed two in a row in traffic. Up to Edelman. Edelman stops, looks for help, bounce pass. Two for Rose, back to Edelman, now Shappy. Anna down one, a minute 35 to go in the game. Team fouls, three on Tri-Village. 25 feet away, Shappy. Shappy hangs on, look for the cutter, Myers. Now to Edelman for a triple. It banked and rimmed, no good. Rebound, Dom Black. Over the shoulder foul on Anna. That was the proper call.
Not really the shot you wanted there. He hadn't taken a shot the whole game. You don't want him shooting a three in that spot.
A minute 25 to go in the fourth. Anna down one. 44-43. Tri-Village left Kyle open. His shot hit the backboard, swirled around the rim, almost went in. Here's a sloppy dribble up the floor by Tri-Village. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The ball appeared to go off the leg of the Tri-Village player. It looked like Finkbein flubbed it right in front of the Tri-Village bench. And a couple coaches are smirking. Nate Barhorst is hot. Tri-Village awarded the ball. Looked like a turnover, Patriots.
Oh, Finkbein knew it was off of him. He was the one smiling.
Wow. Here's a dribble drive at Tri-Village. Into the paint. Sagister leaves it for Finkbein for the layup. Sagister made it happen with penetration. He drew two players, and the Patriots get the big bucket with 66 ticks to go. Anna down three on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, Sagister for Tri-Village has missed his last two shots, but he made a great drive there and a super dish off for the Tri-Village layup to put Anna down three with 58 seconds to go in the game. 46-43 Tri-Village. Here is Blackfoot behind the arc to Feroz. They check him tightly. He throws it way, way across court. And a play-saving catch by Flatfoot. Gives it to Myers. Myers wants to penetrate. Spin move. He got right in front and couldn't connect from 3 feet. The rebound is good. The rebound is good. Was that Shappy?
I think it was Edelman.
Edelman got it.
It was Shappy.
It was 34, Shappy. Yeah. Oh, what a rebound. Timeout called. We're going to the wire. A photo finish. 34.9 to go. 1-point lead Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971.
and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
We're going to have to do it a couple times.
Welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Oh, we've got a dazzling basketball game. Photo finish in store. D6 Regional Semifinal, Tri-Village Anna Patriots ball. They are up one, 46-45. Eight players in backcourt. At the other end are Chappie and Black. Alex Chappie, Anna, Dom, Black, Tri-Village. Ball inbounded to Finkbein, hooked on the play by Myers. That's team foul number two on Anna. And that's part of the problem. Anna has got to commit three more in very quick order to send Tri-Village to the stripe.
That was their third. It was just slowly put up on the scoreboard.
Yep, it just went from two to three. Now three to four. Myers fouls again. 31.1 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the scoreboard does record number four on Anna. Next foul will send Tri-Village to the stripe. It's inbounded to Sagister. He wants to be fouled. Oh, Edelman almost fights the ball loose. We got a tug of war. We got a tug of war. Held ball. And a possession as they put the triple team whammy on Sagister. Tied him up in knots. Big time. Held ball for sure. Anna's got it. Down one. Three team fouls in Tri-Village, which can waste one. It's inbounded midcourt, almost intercepted.
What a poor choice of inbounding. He had a guy right in front of him.
Cason Hollinger got a mitt on it and drove it out of bounds. Now it's Blackfoot to throw it in for Anna. Timeouts remaining. Anna's got one, Tri-Village three. Do you use it right here? Here's Myers. Here's Blackfoot, 25 feet away. To Chappie. Chappie on the arc. 16, 15. Chappie hangs on. Goes left corner to a teammate. And Coach Barhorst uses that one remaining timeout with 13.1 to go. And Anna down one, 46-45.
Well, I like him calling that last timeout just because they got to set something up. The scary part is with no timeouts, you got to be able to inbound the ball.
Yep.
So if you get to a four count and you haven't thrown it in yet, you need to tell them to throw it off the kid's leg that's guarding you out of bounds.
A very good observation. No wiggle room now. Not a timeout available. O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi is in big demand. We will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. We serve businesses in Ohio, parts of Indiana and Michigan. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact us online, OReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. 13.1 left. Let's see what Coach Barhorst and the Rockets have up their sleeves here for the game winner. 46-45 Tri-Village. No timeouts left for Anna. Ball at side court. About 35 feet from the basket. Thrown to midcourt to Myers. 11 to go. Myers down the right side. Pulls up 15-foot J. Good! Good! Tri-Village timeout. Tri-Village timeout. What a play. Run by Anna. A double screen. Ball thrown to Myers near midcourt. And he spun to the right of the circle. Peeled off two teammates as they screened off Tri-Village's defense. And Evan Myers hit a 15-foot elbow jumper. And Anna's up one, 47-46, Chuck, with 5.2 to go.
Well, they set up the perfect play. They set the screen. Tri-Village wanted an illegal screen. They're not going to make that call at this point in the game. He did move a teeny bit, but, boy, Meyer got open, had about that is a jump shot. That is pressure, and boy, he just buried it.
Ooh, did he ever. At stake is a berth in the regional championship Saturday at 2 at Wright State against Marion Local. Oh, we are going down to the wire. It's a photo finish here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. I tell you what, if you are Tri-Village, you get it to Sagister, and you tell him to just tear down the floor and make Anna defend physically. If you're Tri-Village, you're hoping maybe for a foul call.
Well, that's the problem. You got to the point that you got the fourth foul so you could foul.
Yep. Anna has no fouls to give. They've committed four. Sagister is at the foul line at the back end of the floor. It's inbounded, but think mind to Sagister. Three to play. Sagister, top of the circle. Outside the arc on the left. Goes up a 16-footer. It is no good! It's no good! Sagister was off balance. Extremely well defended. It was a crooked-looking shot. He was falling to his left. He kind of slung it sideways with the right hand. It hit the rim, backboard, and bounced away. And the Anna Rockets have upset the Tri-Village Patriots. 47-46, win number 10 in a row for head coach Nate Barhorst and his Anna Rockets.
What a great, great effort. They were down 46 to 38.
Yep.
With about a minute and a half to go. They scored the last 9 points of the quarter.
Yep, they were down 8 a couple times in the second half. Once very late, that's for sure. We'd love to get a hold of Nate Barhorst for a post-game interview. I'm sure the print media will get him fast. Nate is heading off the court with his players. We'll have to go round him up, Chuck. That's all there is to it. Anna's in the regional championship Saturday at 2 against Marion Local. His Tri-Village, Tri-Village did what we knew the Patriots would do. Threw it in the backcourt to Sagister. He caught the ball a good 80 feet away from the basket. And Anna had two defenders pinned on his hip as he dribbled up the floor. He was crowded in the top of the circle. He knew all he needed was a two. He didn't stop on the arc. He went below the three-point line to the foul stripe, and he was pinched in by two defenders from the Anna Rockets who made the jump shooter, Sagister, shoot it kind of sideways off balance.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, he would have been better off if he would have pulled up and shot the three. He would have had a much better look at it because he got into the lane, and you're right, he got turned. He couldn't get his elbow in to get the shot off. What an outstanding effort by the Rockets. Just outstanding.
Let's take a 2 or 3 minute break. We'll try to go catch up with head coach Nate Barhorst and get him here. Maybe Evan Myers will join us too. Back in about 3 minutes, Anna victorious, upsetting Tri-Village, coming from behind in the fourth to do it. 47-46. Rockets have won 10 straight now on the year. Anna 16-10. On to the regional championship Saturday at 2 against Marion Local here on scorersbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
And we welcome our listeners back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. We're here today. Marion Local has defeated Miami Valley Christian Academy in one regional semifinal in boys D6, and Anna has just knocked off in thrilling, scintillating fashion Tri-Village 47-46 on an Evan Myers 16-foot jump shot with 5.2 left in the fourth quarter as Anna rallies from 8 down late to pull this game out of the fire. And we are awaiting Anna head coach Nate Barhorst for a post-game interview. I would really like to get Evan Myers out here as well. Maybe somebody can go round up Evan Myers. Can you go to the Anna locker room and get Coach Barhorst and Evan Myers out here? We have asked them to come out. Maybe Keaton Metz can help us. I've asked Mr. Stouter, the principal, to secure Nate from the locker room, maybe Evan Myers as well, for a post-game interview after that terrific, thrilling 47-46 upset of Tri-Village. Thanks, Keaton, very much. We just talked to the Anna Athletic Director, Keaton Metz. 47-46, Anna defeats Tri-Village by a point. Terrific jump shot by Evan Myers. Anna ran a play following the last timeout that Anna had available. It came with about 13 points something to go in the fourth. A&M Palette on Rangeline Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, four decades later, A&M serves more than 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Well, unfortunately, because of the fact that in OHSAA tournament basketball this year, there are seven divisions, they've crammed seven divisions of district and regional tournament play into about 2.5 weeks, games on top of each other. So, sadly, we missed the Anna Rockets until today, and it was worth the wait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was terrific.
Here comes Evan Myers.
Evan Myers and Jacob Farrows get my Clancy's players of the game. Myers ended up with 14. He had 7 in the fourth quarter, and Farrows hit 3 threes, and that last one he hit was huge, and he shot it from about 25 feet. That was just terrific.
Evan Myers is alongside. He's joined us. He hit the game-winning 15-16-footer. It looked like Anna ran a play for you, Evan. At least one screen, maybe two, as you roamed from out near midcourt to the right of the circle, peeled off a couple of teammates, became available for about a 15-16-footer. I know you're going to say it was a 35 or 40-footer.
Yeah, I'd like to say that, but it wasn't.
What a shot. Heck of a game by you folks, the Anna Rockets, especially defensively on Sagister for Tri-Village, held him to 13 points. 13 points, 10 below his per-game average. The game plan worked to perfection on the defensive side.
Yeah, we repped a lot. We had some good scout team that replicated him a lot, and that helped us all the way through the week. Well, the 2 days that we had to practice, Sunday and Monday. But, yeah.
You shaded an extra player, maybe a couple extra ones, at him throughout the game. How many different players took turns guarding Sagister for Tri-Village today? I know you were on him, right on his hip a lot of the time.
Yeah, we just tried to throw the most at him. I think there was at least three guys, but I felt like we could pull him out, we could double him, and just force the ball out of his hands, so...
Now, tell me about that big held ball there late in the game. Sagister had it. One rocket came at him, then two, then three. You got the jump ball, the held ball, the arrow benefited Anna. Big change of possession. You put the clamps on him, tied him up in knots. Then when he did get free and drove to the basket, it seemed like every limb in his body was contacting a defensive player. And making it really tough for you to guard him. I know you got slapped across the face, I think, once or twice.
Yep, that tie was huge. Felt like him tripping was good, but tying him up and getting the jump ball, everything led up to that, and we capitalized.
Couldn't have to a nicer kid.
Anna team here tonight made clutch jump shots one after another. Big free throws, one after another, and you got defensive stops when the game was on the line. This team's won 10 in a row now. 10 straight. You're one game from a state Final Four. What a terrific effort here over the last 2 months.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody's watching us. Someone from the heavens is watching us. This is a pretty special season. I mean, all of us seniors, we really wanted this, and it's coming to fruition, so...
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Guess who is waiting alongside you? It's a teammate, Jacob Farrows.
My boy, Jacob.
Here comes Jacob, who made a couple of big long-range threes. Jacob, it's your turn. You're on the air. Yeah. Oh. You made buckets today for a family member whom you lost not too long ago.
My dad.
And he was pulling for you.
Yep, just like he has the whole season.
Yep. And talk about the game plan against Tri-Village. Sum it up for us. I know Evan said a lot of reps from the scout team all week as the scout team tried to mirror Tri-Village and Trey Sagister. Talk about the hard work of practice in advance of this game with Tri-Village today.
Yeah, we haven't slowed down practice at all going into tournament. I mean, you know, some teams, they kind of lighten up a little bit to get your legs fresh, but we've just kept pushing every practice, and just turns out the way it does. I know our scout team helps a lot. Blake Bixler's always playing the main guy on the scout team. He had some ridiculous shots in practice. So,
hey, I want to commend you for your patience, your discipline. You could not get the shot you wanted first quarter, second quarter, remained very, very patient. And when you got the looks in the second half, the openings weren't great. In fact, there was one. You shot it over the outstretched hand of a defender. You barely got it up and over that defensive arm. But when you got looks in the second half, you took advantage and made how many threes? At least two, right?
I'm not sure.
Three threes for Jacob. I love the fact that you can't even recall how many threes you made, because there's no letter I in the word team.
No, I'm just focused out there winning.
This is unbelievable. You're one game away from a state Final Four.
Yeah.
And at one point you were 6-10. You've reeled off 10 straight triumphs. Way to go, Jacob Ferroz.
Thank you.
And the Anna Rockets. Look forward to seeing your game on Saturday afternoon at Wright State.
Yep. We're not done yet.
Not done yet. Jacob, thanks a bunch. Jacob, thanks a bunch. Nate Barhorst turned it over to his players. I doubt it. I doubt it. 47-46, Anna over Tri-Village. Spectacular win by the Rockets. And what a joy it was to talk here in the postgame with Jacob Ferroz, who made three threes, and Evan Myers, who made the game winner with 5.2 to go. Chuck, look at the scoring. We've got stars of this game all over the place for the Big Green of Anna.
Well, I'll look on the other side first. Okay. Noah Finkbein had a terrific game. He's a junior. He had 15. 13 from Sagister, 10 from Richards, 8 from Black. Only 4 kids scored. 46 for the game. I'm going to go with Finkbein as my player of the game for Tri-Village. On the other side, Myers had 14. They got 11 from Platfoot. He had a terrific game. Mm-hmm. 9 each from Ferroz and Shappy. They both were terrific. And 4 from Winning. And I'm going to go with Myers and Ferroz, not because they talked to us. I already had them picked before you brought them over. But those were my players of the game.
And this segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Hello once again. Jack Kramer back at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, where Anna has edged Dry Village in fantastic fashion, 47-46 on an Evan Myers 16-foot elbow jump shot, 5.2 on the clock, and then the defense by Anna prevailed over the final 5.2 as they were defensively on the hip of Sagister, who took the ball 60-70 feet down the floor, got below the top of the key around the foul line, and had to twist his body, had to kind of contort himself to get off a crazy-looking jump shot.
But he got it on the rim. I'll tell you what, I wasn't sure it was going to roll off, but it did.
It hit the rim, the backboard, and slid off the back iron. It was fairly flat. Now, the shot didn't have much arch, but, boy, he got it up there, and had it been just a little bit softer, it might have rolled in for the game winner. He got it off in time, but it was no good. Key to the game, holding Sagister to 13, 10 below his per game average, and Anna won it by a score of 47-46. I think Nate wants this moment in the post game for the kids, the players.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I, you know, we get to talk to coaches all the time. Right. I love when you come over and you talk to the kids.
F&M Bank, a sponsor here on scorersbroadcast.com. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate with F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account, designed to help hard-working Ohioans. The F&M Bank Homebuyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Homebuyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. That's fmbank.com. And we salute an outstanding new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides the same customers gas and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Our next coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com is tomorrow night right back here at Vidalia Butler. It's a D7 doubleheader. Rushi in game one at 6 will take on Westerville Northside Christian. Tip off at 6, on the air at 5:20. Second game tomorrow night, Franklin Monroe Botkins. It'll tip at 8, airtime about 7:30 tomorrow evening. And then on Friday night, we're on the air at 5:20 from Elida. It's a girl 6 and a girl 7 doubleheader. State semifinals at Elida. Division 6 at 6 and then Division 7 at 8:30. We've got coverage for you on Friday night. And then D6 and D7 boys regional championships at 2 and 4 on Saturday from Wright State. Thanks so much to our online listeners. I saw a note from Christian Netcast. We topped 3,700 in the fourth quarter. 3,700 IP addresses. Thanks so much to you, our listeners, our sponsors, our advertisers, our marketers. I really appreciate the online listenership alongside Chuck McBee, Stats, On-Site Engineering and Color. Thanks to Chuck. Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening from here at the Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center, where Anna has nipped Tri-Village in spectacular fashion in the final 5.2 seconds, 47-46.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the King Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating. Just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.